And now...
What are those old people on about?
It's What Are Those Old People On About on Radio 1. We go to an old people's drop-in centre, where old people quite literally just drop in. And we show them photos...
From the sky.
And we show them some photos of famous people, okay? Quite current celebrities. And we get them to describe what they see on the pictures. So tell me who these old people are describing here today, please. Chaps, is your brain hurting?
No, I'm concentrating.
Okay.
Serious stuff is this.
All right, so play along at home, 81199. Let's go over to the old people's drop-in centre to find out what those old people are on about. Which celebrity they're describing here?
Well, I suppose he's a young pop star of some sort. Once again, a modern, untidy, slapdash dressing, but that's the modern use fashion.
Oh, I like. Oh, look at the points on his head. Bless him. He looks like a cathedral, doesn't he? With all sticking up. Yes. Oh.
Right. So, pop star.
Points on his head.
Looks a bit like a cathedral.
Gareth Gates.
Yeah.
Said it first.
Gareth Gates looks like a cathedral.
No, but he's got pointy hair, isn't he?
Okay. So you're both saying Gareth at the moment. It's not Gareth Gates.
Okay.
Let's have another clue for you.
Oh. Oh, very sexy. And his thumb in his waistband of his trousers.
And I like the old casual shirt. Yes. Yeah. And I think I could quite enjoy him, really.
So,
That could be anybody.
Quite sexy. And that lady, she thinks she could quite enjoy him. Any ideas?
Keith from The Prodigy.
One of JLS.
Okay. Let's have one more clue. Yeah,
the one? With the spiky hair that looks like a cathedral. Duh.
Duh. One more clue on this person.
He's part of a famous couple.
Sometimes she sings his songs and forgets the words. She did last week.
Mysterious girl, isn't it?
Actually, I think he looks Italian, but pardon that, they are a nice couple.
Right, so apart from him looking Italian, they're quite a nice couple.
Did she say that mysterious girl in it?
He's part of a famous couple.
Sometimes she sings his songs and forgets the words. She did last week.
Mysterious girl, in it?
Mysterious girl, in it? In it, though. In it, though.
Peter Andre.
Yeah, Peter Andre. Mm-hmm.
Anna in Southampton says Peter Andre. So does Hannah and Mike in Reading.
They couldn't have got that from either of the first clues.
Well, they're not as up to date on their current affairs as they normally are they?
Oh, very sexy.
It looks like a bit like a cathedral. Mysterious girl, innit?
There we are. So sexy, cathedral, mysterious girl, innit? Peter Andre is the correct answer.
Mysterious girl, innit?
Right, next one. What are those old people on about? We show them another photo of another celebrity. Here we go.
Oh, she looks quite an elegant person, doesn't she? Now, she's got blonde hair and a nice top and trousers. I do like those, yes. Yes. Oh, yeah.
She's having an affair with the man in the bookies.
So, elegant.
She's having an affair with the man in the bookies?
She looks elegant. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's got a top and trousers on, so that's important.
Yeah, got a top and trousers on. And
she'll have an affair with the man in the bookies.
And she will have an affair with the man in the bookies.
See, I think that's a bit of a red herring. I'm going to go Fiona Bruce.
Okay. Becky?
On the elegant thing.
Yeah, Kate Garraway.
What?
Kate Garraway.
Oh, okay.
I thought she was somebody from Coronation Street, to be quite honest. The lips and the eyes.
Perhaps she's a presenter, is she? I don't know what programme, though, because I don't know her.
I think she's an actress. Definitely an actress, yeah.
She could work in a dress shop. Yes, she could. And,
Oh, I don't know anyone from Coronation Street.
Could be in Coronation Street. Could be a presenter. Could be an actress. Could work in a dress shop.
Tanya from EastEnders.
Denise Van Outen.
Here's some more.
Very fashionable. Very pretty, yeah.
Yes, and she wears glasses, which of course is very useful.
She's in TV. Something in TV.
She looks like Camilla Parker Bowles. She's that type of person, isn't she?
So, fashionable,
oh,
pretty,
no.
Wears glasses, looks like Camilla Parker Bowles.
Camilla Parker Bowles?
Any guesses?
No, are there any more on this one?
That's it, that's all you lot.
Someone with curly blonde hair.
Could work in a dress shop, might be a presenter, might be an actress, might have been on Coronation Street, fashionable.
Wears glasses because they're
wears
useful.
Wears glasses and looks like Camilla Parker Bowles. Any guesses? Final guesses, please. But what are those people on about?
No idea.
Helen
no idea?
Mirren.
Okay. Edith Bowman? Think about
Edith?
It.
She could work in a dress shop.
She looks like Camilla Parker Bowles.
She's having an affair with the man in the bookies.
Obvious when you know Edith Bowman.
Since when does Edith look like Camilla Parker Bowles?
Maura, since when she had an affair with the man in the bookies.
Yeah, exactly.
Well done to...
I thought she was just getting in to put bets on every morning across the road.
Well done to nobody who got that right on the text. That was quite a hard
Edith?
One.
Edith?
I know.
In Corrie?
Right, last one. Here's your next celebrity that the old people are describing.
Oh, this is... Oh, my mind's gone blank.
Probably in politics, is he?
He's on TV, this chap.
And he looks like a bit like Doughboy.
He looks a bit priest-like, doesn't he? And he's giving a point, yes. He's pointing at me to say, behave yourself. You know that, look at that. Yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. She says yes a lot, doesn't she?
Gordon Brown.
On TV, looks a bit like Doughboy.
Oh, no.
And she's pointing it. Pointing at her. Oh, yeah.
Alan Sugar.
Alan Sugar, you think? Okay. Let's continue the clues.
I like the way his hair points in the middle and goes back. Yes. Yes.
Simon
oh,
Cowell.
Goodness. Yes.
Oh, there's a nosy person just walked in. Anyway, he's quite famous, and I think he's on once a week on the TV. That was Amy who just interrupted us. Anyway.
Ah, do you know, I'm frightened to watch his shows because he gets angry.
Aww.
I think you're right, chappers.
He gets
yeah,
angry.
I do as well.
Amy interrupted halfway through then.
But we didn't actually hear Amy.
I want to hear that again.
I like the way his hair points in the middle and goes back. Yes. Yes.
Oh,
oh goodness.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, there's a nosy person just walked in. Anyway.
Right, one more clue then.
Very determined looking. Quite smartly dressed.
Bearded chap.
Is enough to frighten the life out of you.
He's always coming on, isn't he? Saying things like, yes, he's got a saying. Yes. I wish I could remember it.
Oh, I love them.
Mysterious girl, isn't it?
He's got a saying. Yes. I wish I could remember it.
Right, so put all the clues together.
His hair points in the middle and goes back.
And he looks like a bit like Doughboy.
He's got a saying.
Obvious when you know. Correct, chappers.
Yay.
Alan Sugar was the correct answer. So I'm saying Philip Schofield, really not.
With the beard?
I know. Noel Edmonds, no. Colin Lyne in Bed in Glasgow got it right. Gordon Ramsay says Max. Vernon Kay.
Well, that person's obviously just thinking if they... said Edith looked like Camilla, they might as well take a chance on Vernon.